Shalom to all. Today's office Yerushalmi Chal Daf Mem Ches, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah, and in the source of Daf it's on Chav Ches Amud Aleph on the top. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Right at the beginning of the Mishnah, we had learned that Nita Ishtakaya had brought Chala from Baitur, which was in Chutz La'aretz, and they did not accept it. So now the Gemara tells us Tani Reb Chiya taught Gazra Alein Vichzirum Mekayman made exam on this Chala that it can't be eaten, and they sent this fellow back. He had to bring this Chala back to Baitur. However, Amar Babar Zavda he tells us, and here's the proper gear, so EFSHER, it's not possible. It can't be that's what they said to do. Why is that? Because it's not possible that this challah was eaten in Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? So that other people don't say, we saw Tamei Truma being eaten. And Lasarfa Einat Yachol, you can't burn it either. Shalayu Armim, so that people don't say, Re'inu Truma Taharina Srefas, that we saw Truma Tahara being burned. They might not know that it's Tamei and that it was from Chutz La'aretz, and they might think that it's Tahar, and we can't burn it because they're going to make that mistake. And Lachzirim Kaima Einat Yachol, you can't say that the fellow was told to take it back to Chutz La'aretz, shall you Yoyim, so that people don't say, Re'inu Truma Yoyetz Minaretz Chutz La'aretz, the reason Truma being taken from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and so therefore can't be that he was sent back either. Okay, Tzad, what is supposed to be done with it? Menichat Erev Pesach, it has to be left until Erev Pesach, and now it's Chametz, Visarfa, then it's burned, and no one's going to get confused and make any sort of mistakes. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Ani Re'isi as Shimon ben Kahano, I saw Shimon Kahano, Shaisi Yain Shel Truma Ba'akoi, he was drinking Truma wine in Akoi, meaning it was Truma from Chutz La'aretz, and he wasn't in Akoi itself. He was in a boat outside Akko, and he explained that why is he drinking this Truma wine? Shamar, he said, Zehuva Mekilkiya v'gazru olav v'shasir besfina. He said, this was brought from Kilkiya, meaning it was brought from Chutz La'aretz, and there were guys are on it that you can't have it in Eretz Yisrael, and so therefore he drank it on the boat. However, the Gemara asks, won't people perhaps make a mistake to say that we could bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael? He was basically in Eretz Yisrael proper already, so maybe this should be a problem. And the answer is, Nemar lo yard la'akko. He didn't go down into Akai. He was still on the boat. So we're not afraid people are going to make this mistake. If he was in Akai, that'd be a different story. But he was on the boat, so there's no issue. We continue asking, Echon Shasyai, where did he drink it? Menachot velachot, menachot velafnim. From the line and outside, or from the line and inside. Remember that we had said that even parts of the water are considered Eretz Yisrael, because we draw an imaginary line from the northwesternmost point of Eretz Yisrael down to the southwesternmost point, and that comes over the water, and anything within that line in Eretz Yisrael, anything outside the line is Chutz La'aretz. So there still should be an issue, because if the boat was inside the line, that means he's drinking in Eretz Yisrael. And the answer is that never menachot v'lachot, that we say that he was on the outside of the line, so he was still considered to be in Chutz La'aretz. And Rabbi Yonah, says, afilu teir menachot v'lafnim, even if you want to say he was from the string and inside, lo chash l'mayar sa'ayin besfino, there's no chashash of mayar sa'ayin on a boat. Now we just ask, emasai ha'i Shimon ben Kahano, when did the Shimon ben Kahano live? In what time period was he? B'mei Reb Lezer, he was in days of Reb Lezer. And how do we know this? Well, because we have a story. Mem chazman beis on top, Reb Shimon ben Kahano, have a mismich l'Reb Lezer. Reb Shimon bar Kahana was supporting Reb Elazar, meaning Reb Elazar was walking while holding on to Reb Shimon bar Kahana, and Avron al-Chad Siog, they passed by a fence, and Amar Lay, Reb Elazar told him, Aisichad Kesam Nechzi Shinai, please give me a little wood chip, like a toothpick from the fence, I want to pick my teeth. Chazavar Amar, but then he went back and said, Loi Teisi Li Klom, don't bring me anything, don't give me a piece of wood from the fence, and Amar he explained that halachically there's really no problem. However, the in Asi Kol bar Nash bar Nash Miavid Kain, if every single person passing by this fence did the same thing, they took a tiny little splinter of wood from it, Hava Azul Saiga the Guvra, this guy's wood fence would disappear because everyone would slowly but surely pick away at it, and therefore, even though Alpi Halacha, you're allowed to give me this wood chip, I don't want you to do that because other people are going to learn from this. Now, a story similar to this, Rav Chaga have a mismach Reb Zaira, Rav Chaga was supporting Reb Zaira, Avar Chad, a fellow passed by, Toin Chad Muval the Kisin, he was carrying a bundle of wood chips, Amar Leh, he told him, Isili Chad Kesam, please give me a wood chip, a little toothpick, Nechzi Shinai, I want to be able to pick my teeth. Chazar Amar Leh, then he went back and told him, don't give me anything. If every single person did this, this guy's bundle of wood chips of the little sticks that he's carrying is going to disappear because everyone's going to slowly but surely take away all these pieces from him. Now, Reb Zaira further clarified, and he said, it's not that Reb Zaira is so kosher, it's not that he's such a chassid that he's so careful with all these matters. It's just that he listens to the words of his creator and he does it. In other words, he didn't hold that this is mutar al pidin, and just because of Midas Chasidus, he decided not to take a wood chip. He held that actually Midin, it's usher to take wood from here. That's why he went back and said, don't give me a wood chip. The Gemara continues, now quoting something similar to our Mishnah, Anche Alexandria, Heviu Chalisein Alexandria, Veloi Kibble Mehen, the people from Alexandria, Mitzrayim, they brought their challah from Alexandria, and it was not accepted from them. And Amar of Bab Bar Mari, that's the proper Gersa, Veloi Reb Chiya Rubihi, isn't this Reb Chiya also? Aidhu Islay, Vegazar Lein Vechzirum, he also said about this, that there were guys around these people and sent them back. It wasn't just the story in the Mishnah that we we had, the Nita Ishtakaya, he brought his challah from Baitur, and like what we had seen at the beginning of today's Gemara, the Reb Chiya told us that they made a gzera on this fellow and sent him back. It also happened with the people of Alexandria that the Mishnah quoted, that they were sent back when they brought their challah. Now, we quote the Mishnah, and really, the following Gemara is going on the next part of the Mishnah, where we talk about Yosef HaKayin, who had brought his Bikurim as wine and oil, and they didn't accept them from him. So the Gemara asked, Taman Tanin, over there we learned in the Mishnah, in Mevim Bikurim Mashkin, that one is not allowed to bring their Bikurim as Mashka, as liquid. However, the Mishnah over there says, except for wine and oil. So why didn't they accept these Bikurim from Yosef HaKayin? Even though generally, one is not allowed to take their Bikurim and squeeze them into juice, one is allowed to do that to wine and oil. And that's what Yosef HaKayin did. So what was the problem? So if Hila answers, Shem Rab Lazar, the Kini Masisa, this is really what's teaching us, Ein Oisin Bikurim Mashkin, Afilim Shazachu Bahen Bailin. When the Mishnah says the Bikurim is not allowed to be squeezed into juice, that means that even after the Bailim, namely the Kayin, receives the Bikurim and can finally go home with them, he's not allowed to squeeze them into juice, except for the grapes and olives are allowed to be squeezed into wine and oil. But before he receives them, before he's given the Bikurim, even the grapes and olives aren't allowed to be squeezed. And that's why they weren't accepted from Yosef HaKayin, because he squeezed them into wine and oil before he gave them to the Kayin, and the only one that's allowed to squeeze them is the Kayin himself after he receives them. As more, but Vatani, we have a brass that says, Derech Bikurim, Mashke Lavion, it's a normal way to bring Bikurim as Mashke, and Minayin Shiavi, how do we know that he's allowed to bring Bikurim like this? Tamalem, because the Pasuk says, Tavi, you shall bring. As we clearly see, we have a Pasuk that tells us that one's allowed to bring his Bikurim as Mashke. Once again, why do they not accept Yosef HaKayin's Bikurim of wine and oil? And the answer is, at Tifter, we can explain as follows, Shalokt and Mishar Rishayin al Manaskein, that when a person picks them originally, when from right in the beginning, he had taken them in order to squeeze them into wine and oil, then that's okay. But Vakan over here, Lelokt and Mishar Rishayin al Manaskein, Yosef HaKayin didn't pick it originally for this purpose, and only later he decided to squeeze it into wine and oil, and that's why it wasn't accepted from him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last daf in the Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.